I'm Sherry Preston. A holder says he is doubtful the U.S. will be able to meet the January 22nd deadline for closing Guantanamo Bay. He has also commented on the latest terror case, which he calls very serious. With more, we're live with ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Najib Boulazizi's arrest disrupted what Attorney General Eric Holder called today, Sherry, the most serious terrorist threat to the country since 9/11. Holder said Zazi more than aspired to detonate homemade explosives. He has pleaded not guilty here in New York to conspiracy charges. Asked about those with whom Zazi allegedly conspired, and Holder said we have a good sense of who these people were. Though nobody else has been charged, Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. President Obama has been meeting today with congressional leaders at the White House about the way forward in Afghanistan. Here live from the White House is ABC's Ann Compton.
The doors were shut for an hour and a half, Sherry, as leading voices in Congress gave President Obama some candid advice on the eight-year war. ABC consultant former General Jack Keane believes more U.S. forces are crucial in Afghanistan.
We have to stop the bleeding right now, the deterioration, and that's why McChrystal wants more U.S. troops.
General Stanley McChrystal's request is just part of a broader review here, Sherry.
The nasal spray form of the H1N1 vaccine is now available in 14 states. Kentucky Health Commissioner Dr. William Hacker explains how they're distributing it there.
The first few doses we're getting, we're targeting for healthcare workers across the country because we need those individuals to be able to show up and take care of people who may become ill.
For now, it's in nasal mist form, no shots yet. There have been worried parents, but the CDC's Dr. Thomas Frieden says there's nothing really new.
With the production of this strain, we have cut no corners. This flu vaccine is made as flu vaccine is made each year.
Elizabeth Taylor undergoing surgery soon to repair a leaky heart valve. She broke the news on her Twitter page. Dow up 121, NASDAQ up 33. You're listening to ABC News.
Food for thought from Farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash. Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we've followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
You look hot.
Thanks.
No, I mean your face is flushed and you're sweating.
Oh, that's nothing really.
I think you have the flu.
Instead of the flu, get a seasonal flu shot at Walgreens and arm yourself for the ones you love. There's no appointment necessary and it's just $24.99. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. Other vaccines may be available. Call your local pharmacy for time, availability, and details. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan.
We don't hear this very often. Lower heating bills are expected this winter. ABC's Vic Ratner with more on a new government report out of Washington.
It's good news for families that have been hard hit with sharp increases in heating costs in recent winters.
We expect the average heating bills this winter for U.S. households to be 8% lower than last winter.
Richard Newell of the Energy Information Administration says some of that has to do with an expected milder winter and larger than usual supplies of fuels. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
A recent law in New York required all fast food restaurants to post calorie counts on their menu boards, and people say it's made them order healthier food. However, when researchers actually checked it out, they found something a little different.
Professors from Yale and New York universities tracked customers at four fast food chains, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and Kentucky Fried Chicken, in the city's lower income neighborhoods where there are high rates of obesity. They found more often than not, only about half of the customers paid attention to the calorie counts, which were prominently displayed on the menu boards. Even those who said they did often made more fattening choices than before the labeling law went into effect. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
Sully's up for another award. Captain Chesley Sullenberger, the pilot who landed his plane in the Hudson River, is up for the Robert Goulet Memorial Mustached American of the Year, presented by the American Mustache Institute. This is ABC News.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in accounting, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A grass fire in the Oakland Hills near Golf Links Road in the Oakland Zoo has been contained. Emin Usher is a battalion chief of the Oakland Fire Department.
Yeah, we're putting a scratch line and perimeter. We're actually going to put a dozer perimeter around there. And we'll mop it up, and we'll probably be out of here in probably 1 or 2 hours.
He says the Oakland Zoo was never in danger. The fire burned about almost two acres. Police say a Marin County couple with several drunk driving arrests between them let a 13-year-old boy drive them home to avoid another DUI. Officers say the boy panicked, stopped the car on a street in San Anselmo before officers caught up to them. A Mill Valley woman is now facing child endangerment charges. Her boyfriend has not been charged. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Francisco City Street, 7th between Folsom and Mission Street closed because of an injury accident at 7th and Howard. Howard Street is also closed between 6th and 8th. A police motorcycle officer was rear-ended by a van. Baybridge stall, westbound 80 before Treasure Island. The right lane is blocked. Two of the cars stopped to help out. Sunnyvale, North 101 at the Lawrence Expressway. Accident clear. Did you sleep well last night? Mancini Sleep World can help you save big and rest easy during their stress-free mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com. For the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Sunny and warmer today. Highs in the 70s by the bay near 80 inland. Expect the same for tomorrow at 69 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's take a global perspective here in this first piece, which, it has everything in it. This is a made-for-TV story. Egyptian lawmakers, especially conservative Egyptian lawmakers, have called for a ban on a certain Chinese import. It's a kit meant to help women fake their virginity. And they have called for the exile of anyone who imports or uses it. Now, Egypt is an interesting place. They have a very, very modern aspect of their culture. And, of course, a strong part of their culture is still steeped in tradition. The artificial virginity hymen kit, just leave it to the Chinese, huh? Distributed by a Chinese company called Gigimo, cost $30. Intended to help newly married women fool their husbands into believing they're virgins, which is, of course, culturally important. The product leaks a blood-like substance when inserted and broken. The kit will make it easier for Egyptian women to give in to temptation. They demand the government take responsibility for fighting the product to uphold Egyptian and Arab values. It will be a mark of shame if it's allowed to enter the marketplace. Prominent Egyptian scholars said anyone who imports this should be punished. And, of course, this is a problem Egypt has, reconciling modern mores with more traditional beliefs, namely that a woman is not a virgin unless she bleeds for the first time. And let's talk about that. It is one of the great myths. We've talked about it many times. I have no idea what reality is in the Middle East simply because surveys of women. And we've had women call this program when we've discussed this and say, no, first time for me, didn't bleed at all. Most women do not bleed. Some do, but most women do not bleed. So right now in the Middle East, on the wedding night, most women are not bleeding unless they're faking it. And of course, it is well known that women would take a little capsule of animal blood in with them and dab the sheets. And that's that. And then that's what the man wants to hear, wants to see. It's ridiculous, isn't it? My experience with Middle Eastern men, and I won't say Egyptian, I'll just say all cultures, having traveled the world, you see these men when they get out of their home countries. You see the Saudi Arabians in Thailand with three women on their arms. The hypocrisy, of course, drives me nuts. And, of course, there is a medical procedure that reattaches a broken hymen by stitching. It's illegal in Egypt. It can cost hundreds of dollars, which is expensive for poor women. But many women still secretly seek it out for fear of punishment. Now, you know, a woman can be stoned or she can be killed at the hands of relatives, you know, this honor killing deal. And, of course, the Egyptian blogs are buzzing with all this. Would you like a translation of the Chinese instructions? Insert this artificial hymen into your vagina carefully. When your lover penetrates, it will ooze out a liquid that looks like blood, not too much, but just the right amount. Add in a few moans and groans and you will pass through undetectable. I love it. I don't know if that's more a story about Chinese marketing or Egyptian mores or whatever. Well, here's one definitely about the Chinese vision. You're going to love this one. The Chinese press, Chinese media outlets are carrying stories about a Swedish town way in the north of Sweden, where men are barred from entering, and the women turned to homosexuality. The town's founded in 1820 in the northern Swedish woods by a wealthy widow, has 25,000 residents, a medieval castle. This is according to Chinese news agency Xinhua. I mean, that's like everything you read from China comes through Xinhua. A pair of blonde female sentries stand guard at the unnamed town, referred to as Chocopol City. Men cannot enter. The town's female residents have turned to homosexuality because they could not suppress their sexual needs. Stories from the basis of a Shanghai Media Group report, and here's a documentary on it. Let's go to Sweden. What? There's no such thing, say locals. 25,000 residents, that town would be one of the largest in northern Sweden. I find it hard to believe you could keep something like that a secret for 150 years. Most of the town's all-female population is employed in forestry industry, with many sporting a thick waist belt full of woodworking equipment. Ooh, that waist belt with woodworking equipment. Love them chisels hanging off a woman's waist. Mmm! And women who decide to leave the town to fulfill carnal desires can only re-enter if they agree to a bath. And under other measures designed to ensure that their out-of-town trysts don't negatively affect the mental state of the other women in the town. Perhaps not surprisingly, Xinhua adds that the tourism industry is increasingly prosperous. We should, you know, here we want to get back at the Chinese. Let's take out an ad on TV and put together a trip to Chocopol City. Let's see how many men sign up. Hotels and restaurants everywhere receive women from around the world. There is no such thing, according to the Swedes. A story reminds them of a stunt carried out in the 80s. Okay, that's a whole separate deal here. They did arrange busloads of women to go to a northern Swedish town in the 80s because there weren't enough women in the town, and maybe that's the origin of it. All right, quickly, one more Chinese story. Blood pressure, high blood pressure. Huge problem in China. Of course, most people don't see doctors about it. The Chinese eat a lot of sodium, and they're starting to eat like we do, and all this salt is adding up to huge numbers of cases of hypertension. And China's a wonderful laboratory for this because everything has been consistent in China for so long, and now all of a sudden things are changing from their diets to their lifestyle, and we can start seeing Western diseases emerge, which tells us so much of it is due to our lifestyle. Well, here's one. You know, I'm always fighting this, you know, politicians enacting legislation that is, what do I say? I don't want to say mean things, but it's just not going to work. And the politicians don't care because politicians don't look long term. It's short term. It what makes them appear like they're doing something so they can get reelected. This has to do with posting the law about posting calories in restaurant chains. All right. So second study I know of, by the way, about this. Several professors, New York University and Yale, tracked McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, KFC in poor neighborhoods with high rates of obesity. Half the customers noticed the calorie counts prominently posted. 28% of those who noticed them said the information had influenced their ordering. I'm impressed by that. 9 out of 10 of those said they made healthier choices as a result. But how about checking the receipts? In other words, when you see surveys, be careful because people lie. People lie all the time on them. You can come up with any kind of a survey to come up with any results you want to. So when they checked receipts afterward, they found that people, in fact, ordered more calories than the typical customer had before the labeling law went into effect. Now, New York City was the first place to require calorie posting. California and Seattle have instituted similar rules. This reminds me of the cell phone deal. Remember all those states and all the cities where you are now dealing with the no handheld cell phone rule, but it's okay to have a hands-free cell phone. And I said the day that all happened many, many years ago, there's no difference. The data, oh, God forbid, there he goes bringing up scientific data again. Oh, how boring, how dull, because, oh my gosh, you might see the truth. Found that indeed there's no difference in accident rates. Distraction, whether you're holding a damn thing in your hand or you're talking on the hands-free issue. Anyway, this is one of those deals. Posting calories, it could have the opposite effect. And once again, please, Mr. Politician, test out your theories first before inflicting us poor public with them. All right? This could be important. Simple, simple, simple. Has a lot of elements. First of all, the stiffness of your arteries. Stiff arteries are no good. If your arteries, how do I explain it? If your heart pumps into a stiff pipe, your blood pressure is going to soar with each pulse. If your arteries are flexible and rubbery, the pulse from the pump, those of you who are into hydraulics and can understand this, is going to be absorbed by the flexible walls of the artery, and your pressure is going to be lower. One way, another way of measuring the stiffness of your arteries is the speed of a pulse of blood. In other words, if I put a pulse of pressure into something flexible, it's going to die out quickly. But something stiff, it's like, you know what it's like tapping a string of a string instrument. You see, the wave is propagated more easily if it's stiff, and you measure how long the pulse takes to go between your arm or your neck and your leg, etc. Well, guess what correlates with it beautifully? A sit and reach test. In other words, you sit down, you put your back against the wall, sit down on the floor, your legs are out straight in front of you, and I say to you, reach forward, bending at the waist, and see how far you can reach. Well, how far you can reach is a measure of your spine's flexibility, actually correlated beautifully with your arterial flexibility. And indeed, here's a simple thing you can do at home to induce panic in yourself, to maybe take your cardiovascular health seriously. A simple test could be a quick measure of your risk for early mortality from stroke and heart disease. All right? Try that at home. Hot flashes. A lot of women get hot flashes. We still don't know exactly what the cause is. You drop a woman's estrogen level, she'll get hot flashes. Actually, you do the same with a man. You drop his testosterone level, he can get hot flashes. Hot flashes may correlate directly with your risk for heart disease. Now, that's not the hot flashes causing heart disease. There may be something else that both are related to, I cannot tell you, but women with hot flashes were more likely to have thickening of their carotid arteries and blood vessels in the neck and cholesterol plaque in those arteries. And this is not a direct relationship. This is statistical. You do not panic because you think about it. Most women have hot flashes. It's just those with have a higher rate of it. And this needs a lot more research before you should panic. This upsets me. They're saying, because we've talked about the studies, to find people who drink coffee have lower rates of Alzheimer's and mental deterioration. But you know those correlation studies versus causation. I've lectured you many times on it, so don't fall for it. It may have nothing to do with it. Like the wine studies, coffee drinkers are different in many different ways. Wine drinkers are different in many different ways in terms of income and social status, etc., and access to health care. So this time, I hate it because they did a study on twins, which was clever. Clever, and found indeed, didn't seem to matter that coffee through middle age did not protect the aging brain from mental decline. Makes you a little more alert, of course, as we know, which is why we drink it. Each year of increasing age was associated with decline in thinking ability, regardless of coffee drinking and regardless of gender. All right. I once did this myself. I don't know why. I put a blindfold on myself to see if I could tell where I was, and I quickly noticed as I walked towards a wall that I could tell when I was close to the wall, even though I blindfolded myself, because you can hear a little echo from your footsteps. And, of course, people who are here sight impaired, they use things. They use this kind of stuff. Well, here's a kid. He's 7 years old. He's nicknamed Bat Boy because he uses, truly, echolocation and a more sophisticated form of it. He clicks the tongue of the roof of his mouth, and he knows where objects are based on how the sound bounces back. If you think this is crazy, do it yourself. It's actually quite simple. I mean, just walk up 6 inches from a wall and click your mouth and then step back 10 feet. And you'll see, you can hear the difference. He's a little more sophisticated at it than that, of course. But he can estimate the size of an object. Smaller objects reflect, less the sound. And, of course, this is what bats, dolphins, etc. do. And he was taught this technique by a founder of a called World Access for the Blind. It's a charity. His parents saw the kid on TV, asked him to work with his son. It's rare for humans to use echolocation, but you can learn this in a couple of weeks and get quite sophisticated. Quite sophisticated. I know, you're all worried about marijuana, but, I want to keep my eye on the ball here. And here's a typical, this is coming from figures released by the BBC in Scotland. And they're heavy drinkers in Scotland. Almost 70% of weekend calls to an ambulance have booze as the major cause. And, of course, this simply delays its response to real emergencies. Having worked in inner city and urban emergency rooms, I can tell you, I would not be surprised. I would guess half of the people coming into the emergency room on a weekend, it's booze at the cause. People beating the hell out of each other over booze, or people getting into accidents over booze. And yet I know, marijuana is a real evil in our society. And then here also from Scotland, and don't get this wrong, it's simply an observation by a police chief here, that every rape victim in the course of a recent weekend turned out had been boozing. And the thing is that it makes booze, makes men offend more and women more likely to be victimized. And the chaos of excess drinking, it's a huge, huge problem. There were 7 rapes in this one town, higher than anyone expected. All of them involved alcohol. And women, they're warning in the air, if you get drunk, you're just... And we're not giving anybody an excuse, but like, hello, right? If you're drunk, you're not going to be able to fend off an attacker. All right, I want to talk to you about... I'm going to ask you a question. Now listen carefully. I'll read it to you exactly as it was given to to the people in this test. Ready? Suppose clouds had strings attached to them hanging down to Earth. What would happen? How you answer that question says a lot about you. I'll tell you what. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or T-A-L-K, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-377-8148. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-377-8148. 1-800-377-8148. 1-800-377-8148.
Don't stop. Join the revolution.
It's more than just a shift or a movement. It's a revolution to change the way things have been done and improve our future. Join Planet Orange in changing outdated methods of caring for your home with a host of innovative home solutions, including a revolutionary alternative method of termite control. Planet Orange eradicates termites from your home or business using orange oil, which is derived from a rind of an orange. And it's so effective that they back their claims with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. For a free in-home inspection, go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Not only is Planet Orange America's largest certified orange oil specialist, they're a trusted Bay Area company. Learn more about the services offered by Planet Orange. Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE.
Join the revolution!
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey there. I have a friend who's 23 and he's a smoker. I'm trying to get him to consider quitting. And he was very nervous about considering Chantix because he's heard about side effects that cause anxiety or even violence. And I want to know, is that one of those things that they have to report because it might have happened in one case out of 5,000? Or is it something that's likely to happen?
No, that's interesting. Chantix has been associated with suicidal ideation. And I think there's a black box warning on it. And just this week, I just was in my pile. I didn't get down far enough to do it on the air. They've negated those findings and found, indeed, it does not. It's always tricky when you're dealing with something that affects the human mind because you have to look at the people who are attracted to it. In other words, for an antidepressant, for people to kill themselves and are on an antidepressant, well, listen, these people are very suicidal to begin with, and they're the most depressed because they're the ones who felt so badly they went to the physician to get some help. So, no, Chantix, while it might have some of these side effects, it's mild. You can keep track of it. You can stop taking it and anything to get someone to quit smoking. That's one perspective. The other side of it is if someone has never really tried hard, really put up the willpower on the line to try and quit smoking, and as a first option, they turn to all these aids, it's no wonder that the success rate is so low. I really would urge people, because the highest rate of success still is people on their own with no drugs, no patches, no nothing, quitting cold turkey. That gives the highest success rate. Well, maybe that self-selects for those who are just the most motivated, and all these aids self-select for those who don't believe in themselves. So Chantix does seem in the studies to increase the success rate. So that's a good thing. Why would I poo-poo it? Well, I don't know. Just being, hard butt about it all. So, no, I wouldn't be afraid of it. I would be aware of it and aware of these side effects and any adverse feelings, report to the doctor or stop taking it. All right? Let's talk to Laura. How you doing, Laura?
Hello, Dr. Dean.
Yes.
Hi. My husband was admitted in the hospital last night with blood clots in his lungs. And about 10 days ago, he had a bad bicycle accident. So they're thinking he pulled blood and made blood.
Yep.
They went to his lungs. My question is this: if he's going on that Wayfarin and he's being medicated, but could the blood clots that are already in his lungs move around and cause havoc? And also, if there are still some blood clots somewhere else in his body, could they still travel over to his lungs?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, and very important questions. Yes, the trauma, what happens with an accident is you damage blood vessels when you whack your leg or whatever happened to him in his bicycle accidents. Those clots, they're in the veins. Now think of the normal, anatomy of the circulatory system. The veins go back to the heart. So the blood clot in the vein goes back to the heart, but the veins get larger and larger as you go back to the heart, right? Because little teeny veins weigh out your periphery in your leg, and then they get larger and larger as it gets towards the heart, goes into the heart, and then the heart pumps out that blood to the lungs. Those arteries get smaller and smaller, so that's where the clots hang up. They won't go anywhere else. If there's a loose clot still out there, yes, it could go into his lungs, and he's a very lucky fella because that can kill people. Yes, they will dissolve the clots, the body will absorb them, and hopefully those arteries will open up again. Because a clot is really, it's a mix. If you look under a microscope of fibers and blood cells and all kinds of gushy stuff that create the clot, and as easily as they form, they can dissolve, sometimes by themselves, but sometimes, if a clot blocks your coronary artery or an artery to your head, doesn't matter when it dissolves, because after a few minutes, you're not getting oxygen to these vital organs, and that's what causes strokes and heart attacks. And what he had is pulmonary embolism, it's called. And you can cause a part of the lungs to die. So very, very important disease to recognize it after an accident like that in a few days. If you get any symptoms, you definitely hot-foot it to the emergency room. All right, there's a case where you should go to the emergency room. All right, I'm Dr. Dinadel, 1-800-548-TALK. What if there were strings hanging down from clouds? What would that mean? What would happen? How you answer that means a lot.
This is an update from the KGO Radio newsroom. We're checking reports of a suspicious package near the newsstand in the 100 block of Post Street in San Francisco. Fire and police are on the scene. We're also following reports that the bomb squad is on call at the State Building. It's on McAllister and Golden Gate Avenue in San Francisco. KGO has it covered. Grass fire that broke out near the Oakland Zoo 2 hours ago is contained. Fire officials say the zoo was never in danger from the blaze, which charred about an acre and a half. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials up 131 points at 9731, NASDAQ up 35 at 2103, and the S&P 500 up 14 at 1054. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny and warmer this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
What does it take to raise the roof on a state-of-the-art new hospital and to raise the bar on high-quality health care in the process? Whatever it takes, we're doing it. In the brand new El Camino Hospital in Mountain View, this amazing hospital will open to patients in mid-November, on time, under budget, and on the cusp of a new era in healthcare. The hospital was designed from the ground up with patient needs as top priority. The advances are astounding. Every innovation improves efficiency, adds technology, and enhances the patient and visitor experience. What's more, the new hospital will make a seismic change in the delivery of care, literally, as it's one of the first to meet new earthquake safety regulations. Built for today and tomorrow, this is more than a hospital. It's a visionary healthcare destination where we can serve you well for many years to come. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
Len Tillum here. Do you remember Well Made? Things Well Made often last longer, work better, feel better, and they make you last, work, and feel better too. The Dux people have been hand-making Dux beds for over 80 years. It all began in 1924 when a Swedish craftsman by the name of Ephraim Young made a trip to America. He was inspired by his stays in American hotels. He went back to Sweden to develop the most comfortable bed imaginable. He did it. The Dux bed. Now, for a limited time, Duxiana stores nationwide are celebrating Mr. Young's inspiration. When you buy a Dux bed, you'll receive up to $4,700 in factory incentives. That's 4,700 good reasons to visit a Duxiana showroom. You'll find one in San Francisco, San Rafael, Walnut Creek, and Palo Alto. For hours and directions, visit DuxBed.com. That's DUXBed.com or call 800-595-2000. It's a bed well made. It's a Dux.
Is your child really smart? Can he play video games or watch TV for hours, but struggles doing a page of homework? Is he impulsive, rushes, and forgets to turn in homework? Has your doctor, in 10 minutes, diagnosed him with ADD, ADHD, and then prescribed medication? Want to explore other non-drug options first? Contact the Attention at Achievement Center. We'll do a complete assessment. He may not have ADD, ADHD. Other issues may be making it difficult for him to learn and pay attention. Our team of experts, including neurologists and psychologists, has years of experience treating ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning disorders. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results. The Attention at Achievement Center has 4 locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Here's a website that might just save your life or the life of a loved one. KGO News Talk 810 and Altabate Summit Medical Center present CancerSmart.net. October is National Breast Cancer Month, and we're featuring educational video conversations with Altabate Summit Medical Center physicians discussing risk, detection, and treatment. With the progress in early detection programs, increase in awareness, and treatment advances, the good news is breast cancer death rates have been declining since 1990. If you'd like to learn more, go to CancerSmart.net.
Get the best lifestyles with no doubts and no regrets at Chappelle Homes, Alamo Creek neighborhood in Danville. For more information, visit ChappelleHomes.com today.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. All right, let's talk about this. Here's the question. Just suppose clouds had strings attached to them which hang down to Earth. What would happen? All right, I got to give you a little background on this. All right? This has to do with creativity, and that question is taken from a standard test that measures creativity. And you ask volunteers to respond to a series of these questions, and the scores are based on originality and flexibility of their answers. like Heather came up with a good one. I would swing on the clouds. Woo-hoo! Right? They also completed questionnaires regarding their lifetime creative achievements before the researchers took blood samples. So this is a test on art, creativity, music, etc., and psychosis. And indeed, this is a research out of Hungary, looking at something called Neuroregulin 1. It's a gene that plays a role in a lot of brain processing, especially communication between neurons. But a variant of that gene is associated with a higher risk of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Now, certainly the list of great artists and musicians who had bipolar disorder and were psychotic, you know, from, I don't know, Van Gogh to Sylvia Plath, it's legion. It just kind of comes with the territory. So they want to look into this, and they recruited volunteers who considered themselves to be very creative and accomplished. They gave them a battery of tests, including assessments of intelligence and creativity, and the tests I just told you about. And the results showed a clear link between neuroregulin, excuse me, I keep saying neuro, it's neuroregulin, and creativity. Volunteers with a specific variant of this gene were way more likely to have high scores on the creative test and greater lifetime creative achievements than volunteers with a different form of the gene. And the first study showing the gene variant associated with psychosis has some beneficial functions. Now, why that's important is because from an evolutionary point of view, there are genes that we have that have persisted. And evolution says, no, a gene will not persist if it's negative to the organism and reduces the organism's chance of reproduction. And then we have found why in many cases. For instance, sickle cell disease. Sickle cell anemia, actually, if you have that gene and you get two of them, sickle cell anemia is not very desirable at all, right? But people with the gene are more resistant to malaria, so that's why it persists. So here what they're saying is that this gene causes creativity, and being creative is an advantage when it comes to survival in the tribe, but also causes psychosis, and that's the downside of it. Anyway, getting down to molecular functions in the brain, it's fantastic, fantastic. All right, I just lost my screen again, but let's talk to Sue. How you doing, Sue?
Dale, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Well, my question is, I had a hysterectomy about 3 or 4 years ago, and after that I started having bladder problems. So I went back to my gynecologist, and he did a surgery that put 4 tapes to hold my bladder in place. Well, I still continue to have bladder problems. I'm not emptying all the way. I went to a urologist here, and he recommended that I go to UC Davis, which I did yesterday, and they did a urodynamic test on me. And I was not emptying my bladder, and he wants to do this implanting of an electrode in my back to help stimulate muscles, I guess. I'm not quite sure of how it works yet, and I wanted to know if you've heard of this or if it's, you know, he said only about 23,000 people have it in the United States, and I'm an excellent candidate for it.
So. Oh, boy. Well, what you've got to decide is how bad the problem is, and is it worth, you know, attempting something that is fairly invasive? And, yes, I've seen literature on people. It stimulates the bladder muscles because it's complex how we hold urine back. It isn't so simple that the bladder squeezes and the sphincter. It has to do with the angle of the bladder, the structure of the muscles in the pelvis, and these stimulators, by a little bit of stimulation, tighten up these muscles, and you're off and running. There are other things, though. There are injections of collagen and various types of procedures. You've had one of them already. And I suppose when you go and talk to the doctor about this, you want to learn about it. You got to talk about side effects, what can happen, the success rate, etc. And it seems to work in desperate cases, and I just don't know. You know, I just haven't got a way of telling whether this is something for you or not, but it is legitimate. And but you got to always be careful. You don't want to be first in the block with any new procedure, but it's not new. This has been done for a while now, but I've seen these things come and go with more careful analysis. And yet, you know, all I can tell you is the studies I've seen looks positive, but when they do these kinds of things, they always do them in really healthy people because they want to make it look good. And so there's always a little bit of a skewing of the statistics in early stages of surgical research. So there you are. All right, let's talk to Charlene in Greenfield, Wisconsin. How are you doing, Charlene?
Hi, Hello. Should someone who is getting cancer treatment avoid eating sugar? We've heard that sugar feeds cancer cells. Is that true?
Well, not to my knowledge, but the idea that some nutrients can feed cancer is alive and well, as you know, because we're finding out that people who have cancer should not take vitamins, that the vitamin may feed the cancer and may interfere with the body's ability to fight the cancer and interfere with chemotherapy, because the way the body fights cancer and also chemotherapy is by oxidative mechanism. So people take antioxidants and you actually harm the body's ability to fight it. As far as sugar, you know, the truth is it's not been studied carefully because it's just assumed it wouldn't be a big deal. But I got to say that a lot of new research in cancer is finding that you clamp off the arteries to the cancer, you deprive the cancer of oxygen and of nutrients, it might help it go away. But I don't know of any research directly on cancer and sugar. And yet, if I had cancer, I would not eat a lot of sugar because, in general, a lot of sugars is not good for you. I'd want to be as healthy as possible and try to do it, quote, here I'm going to use the word, naturally as possible. All right. Steve in East Moline, Illinois. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, doctor. My question today is, does eating too much processed food, can that lead to decreased brain activity?
Too much problem. Where'd you hear that?
On TV.
On TV. No, there's no relationship at all. I don't know what they're trying to sell you, but usually, you know, you see infomercials and you see programs trying to peddle that idea, and then they want to sell you something that's unprocessed and tell you that it's going to help your brain. And no, I have all the things to worry about. Steve, I can relieve you from this one and you can go on and find something else to worry about. But processed food is not good for you and for many reasons, but not because of brain activity, because your brain is actually fairly simple in its nutritional needs. It protects itself very carefully, what it lets into the brain itself via the arteries, because there's all kinds of stuff in the blood the brain doesn't want to deal with. And so the brain likes very, very simple molecules. And so whether you eat a candy bar or you eat a piece of fruit, the fruit is obviously better for you for so many reasons. But in terms of the sugar that your brain is going to get and how it's going to break it down, ultimately your brain wants to use certain kinds of a certain simple sugar molecule. And that doesn't matter where, you know, where it comes from. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Coming right back.
My name is Meg Whitman, and I want to talk to you about a place called California. Once California was the center of it all, the center of innovation, the center of ideas. Then something happened. We had faith in the politicians, but they broke that faith and lost touch with all of us. Today, jobs are leaving. Schools are performing poorly. Taxes are going higher and higher. Things have to change. For 30 years, with companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, and Hasbro, I've delivered results. As CEO of eBay, I ran a company that created thousands of jobs here in California and helped create thousands of small businesses around the world. We should focus on three things: creating jobs, cutting spending, and fixing education. Deliver results in these three areas, and we can get our state back on track. I think it's time for New California. What do you think? Let me know at talktomag.com.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010.
Honey?
Yeah?
You know how you're always saying we could take better vacations if we just booked on Expedia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, check this out. I just booked our hotel for 5 nights in the City of Lights.
Shut up!
Yep, bonjour. We're going to fabulous Paris, France.
Wait, you booked Paris, Texas.
Bonjour.
Mm-hmm.
Need to change your reservation? Expedia has you covered. While some other travel sites charge as much as $25, there are no Expedia fees to change or cancel any hotel reservation booked with us. So not only do we have more ways to get you there, if your plans change, we have a really easy way out. It's our way of giving travelers more flexibility than ever before. We're also working hard to save travelers money when booking. That's why you won't be charged booking fees for flights booked online at Expedia.com. Book your perfect vacation now and save big at 1-800-EXPEDIA or on Expedia.com.
Hotel and post fees may still apply in the event of a change or cancellation. See site for details.
I'm a relaxation therapist and my blood pressure is 160 over 90. Go figure.
There's no one quite like you.
which is why Sutter Health created thedoctorforyou.com.
I finally learned how to swim at 40. I got swimmers here.
Here you can search for a doctor by the criteria that fit your needs, like specialty, location, languages spoken, and more.
Who actually breaks a leg when someone says, break a leg?
And because it's Sutter Health, you can rest assured you're choosing a doctor who will partner with you to provide convenient and personalized care.
I grew up on a carrot farm, and my vision is a 2160.
Go to thedoctorforyou.com to find the doctor who fits your life. Only from Sutter Health. With you for life.
Make sure your health plan includes Mills Peninsula Health Services and Palo Alto Medical Foundation, members of the Sutter Health family. Sutter Health, with you for life.
Welcome back. Everybody's calling Heather, telling them what they think about the strings hanging from the clouds. John said, oh, what's up with all those giant tampons in the sky? A lot of people swinging from the strings. Very creative people. Heather's telling all of you you're psychotic. All right, let's talk to Scott. How you doing, Scott? Welcome.
Dr. Adell, a quick question for you. With flu season around the corner, I always get my flu shot every year. But one of my friends suggested I try the flu mist nasal spray.
Sure.
I've never done that before. Is it one more effective than the other? Are they identical? Or tell me about it.
All right. Well, you know, there was a study claiming that the nasal spray was not as effective as the shot. And then they've kind of taken it back now. And the official word is it does seem to be as effective. The difference is, A, it's a live virus. Versus a, you know, little virus pieces and parts, you know, a dead virus in the shot. It is not incubated in eggs. It does not have preservative. So people who are allergic to eggs should use the nasal vaccine. Children 2 years of age and under and pregnant women, it's advised use the nasal vaccine. Not use the nasal vaccine. Jeez, I almost got that backwards. We're not sure why. It's just to be doubly sure. It's a live virus. It won't harm you. But, you know, an altered immune system or other circumstances, who knows, it might. It's usually more expensive, but it's being offered now. I know in city of San Francisco, the first shots arrived yesterday, and they are the nasal vaccine. The injectable vaccine is not available, so people are lining up for that. Spares you a needle. That's okay by me. They take a little syringe and squirt it in your nostril. And it's, you know, one of those modern medical miracles that people have trouble understanding or dealing with. So I would say at this point, as an adult, whatever's available to you. And I don't know what the cost thing. Normally, the flu mist is more expensive than the regular shot. I don't know how that's being handled right now, all the subsidies and how it's being paid for. I also, as a sidebar, it's very, very funny. All these people out there, we don't want the federal government involved. Yeah, well, excuse me. The federal government got heavily involved, and now you've got flu shots available, bingo, right on time for a virus we never had to deal with before with vaccines. So the federal government came to your rescue and has taken care of us. So this, you know, this line in the sand, and considering 38% of all dollars spent on healthcare right now is spent by the feds. So I just had to throw that in. Sorry. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
I have a question. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this product, but some Asians, especially women, like to eat product that's made, I guess it's called a bird's nest. And supposedly the active ingredient in there is epidermal growth factor. So I want to know what happens when you actually ingest epidermal growth factor. And as a follow-up question, I guess part B is, should people with cancer be eating things like this? Some schools think that it's good for the immunity. Other schools say it actually encourages the growth of cancer.
Epidermal growth factor will encourage the growth of cancer. It would be dangerous to give a person epidermal growth factor. It's a very interesting and powerful protein. If you eat it, it does nothing because your digestive system will just destroy the protein immediately, just like eating a burger or a hot dog. So anybody says they're eating something from a bird's nest to give them epidermal growth factor, it sounds untrue to me. So I would not believe it. I know of no evidence to support what you've said or thought or heard or someone told you. All right, let's talk to Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
I called because my son, who's got this very thick, beautiful hair, it's short, it's in great condition. He doesn't brush it, but I got close to him the other day, and it didn't smell good. It just had this very bad odor. So we've tried different shampoos. I bought some Neutrogena T-Gel stuff that smells pretty bad, but our questions are, is this something that is very common? Can you grow out of it? Do I need?
Well, sure. You're not telling me that after you shampoo the hair good and you do it twice and rinse it and conditioner, it still smells?
Yes.
No, come on. Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, when we hit puberty, our oil glands secrete all kinds of stuff to give us our own unique signature. I am a little puzzled by that because shampoos will cut oil. And I'm just wondering whether we're missing something here, and it's not the hair. You're sure it's a hair? You're not smelling something out of his ears or his nose or his mouth?
I'm smelling the top of his head, like he's sitting here doing his homework, and I come up behind him, and it's like, whoa. And so now he says, Mom, I've been trying to tell you that, I could scratch my head, and I'd get this stuff on my fingers that would smell. And so I looked up sebum and hair, and it's...
Yeah, I didn't think you'd find anything there. I said this many times before. In the old days, odor was very, very important to medical doctors before the era of fancy tests. And early era of doctors could smell a patient. And there are all kinds of diseases that can be picked up by odor. I used to keep a list. Where is that list? No, it's not around here. I used to have it. There's a disease called maple syrup urine disease. You smell like maple syrup. The smell of dirty socks means something. It can be typhoid. The smell of cheese can mean... It goes on and on and on and on. And If I have to think that this odor may not be in his sebum or his oil, but it's coming out maybe in his sweat glands, and it might mean something. I'd be most interested in what a dermatologist would say. So I'd shampoo his hair, and I'd take him into a dermatologist and ask for an explanation. I can only because the diseases that cause a range of odors are unusual. You might pick up something. I can't explain it off the top of my head. Usually bad odors are made by bacteria that break down substances on our skin and produce these malodorous aromas. But you're shampooing it and you're doing it right. And I'm puzzled. What can I say? All right. Anyone else have an idea? Give us a call. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
Hello, we're talking with The Talker.
Hello, I am The Talker. Hello to all of you out there who are to listen.
The Talker talks using the UMA.
And that is why I, The Talker, use the UMA, which allows me to talk on my home phone for free, which makes for the talking more fun. For the example, a thing to say, what do you think of this weather? It is so hot or cold, and it is interesting to say it is cold when it is
just
hot.
Plug in your home phone to the UMA device, and then the UMA into your high-speed internet connection.
And there I am talking to my friends, or to strangers, or enemies who will listen. Well, actually, they do not listen, as they are the ones who hang up, stopping them from
hearing. And with the UMA, you'll also get caller ID, 911 service, call waiting, and crystal clear voice quality. Plus, the UMA costs just $249.99 with no monthly fees.
Of course, you must understand that your first word on the UMA will cost you $249.99, but the words will cost less and less the more words you use.
Thank you, The Talker. For your UMA, go to UMA.com. That's OOMA.com.
And I've calculated that my words now cost just 0.03 of a cent.
Now, talk isn't just cheap, it's free. Now available at Radio Shack, Amazon, and Best Buy.
Well, goodbye.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-336-1989. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas. We're on this road together.
With winter approaching, walking to school through the rain isn't a pleasant thought for any child. But for California's nearly 80,000 foster children, trying to keep warm and dry without a coat is a chilling thought. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new coats to keep California's foster kids warm this winter. But we can't do it without you. Bring your gift of a new coat to any Sleep Train location, and Sleep Train foster kid partners will deliver it to a child in need. Remember, foster kids come in all shapes and sizes, from infants to teenagers, so coats big and small are needed. For more information, visit sleeptrain.com or call 1-800-378-BEDS. Sleep Train knows not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
Help get a local foster child ready for winter by bringing a new coat to any Sleep Train. Call 1-800-378-BEDS to find the Sleep Train location nearest you.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Donna. How you doing, Donna?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just went to my doctor, and I had a liver enzyme test, and he told me that I have something called fatty liver.
Mm.
And I am otherwise a healthy 50-year-old woman who I drink, you know, 3 or 4 glasses of wine a week, and I don't eat a high-fat diet.
Okay, so the doctor asked you the appropriate questions, I guess, because you came up with the answers. It can be benign and mean nothing, Donna, but it can be a part of people who have liver damage from illnesses, from infections, or alcohol, or any really toxic damage to the liver. And so you got to just make sure all that's taken care of. If you look at obese people, for instance, people who are very overweight, can have fatty liver just from that alone. And I know a lot of doctors say high fat diet. Well, I think high caloric diet can possibly do it also. So, I would say if your doctor's conscientious and runs a few other standard tests, the doctor will tell you you're just somebody with a fatty liver, and it really has to do with the function of your liver. If your liver is functioning, it can handle some fat. If any of those things, these, other conditions might play a role, then it would behoove you to deal with that. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. That was the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Last year, Alta Bates Summit Medical Center provided more than 87,000 state-of-the-art cancer screenings, diagnoses, and treatments. No matter what the procedure, patients could have peace of mind, knowing they were in the hands of expert, compassionate caregivers. 87,000 cancer procedures a year, but none more important than yours. Visit AltaBateSummit.org and see why, when it comes to your health, experience matters. AltaBate Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
Here's a website that might just save your life or the life of a loved one. KGO News Talk 810 and Alta Bates Summit Medical Center present CancerSmart.net. October is National Breast Cancer Month, and we're featuring educational video conversations with Alta Bates Summit Medical Center physicians discussing risk, detection, and treatment. With the progress in early detection programs, increase in awareness, and treatment advances, the good news is breast cancer death rates have been declining since 1990. If you'd like to learn more, go to CancerSmart.net.
Hi, Larry of System Pavers here. We all know the grass is not really greener on the other side. Or is it? Maybe it's not grass at all. If your neighbor called System Pavers at 877-PAVE-002, it probably is greener on the other side. A beautiful synthetic alternative to traditional lawns, antimicrobial SP turf offers the lush look and feel of real grass. So it's also more kid and pet friendly on the other side. And maintenance-free SP turf requires no watering, so your neighbor may have qualified for a rebate from the local water district. If the grass still seems greener, it just might be SP turf. Get started today. Call 877-PAVE-002 or visit systempavers.com to take advantage of our 25% fall discount. With your good credit, there are no payments or interest till September 2010. Call System Pavers at 877-728-3002 or visit systempavers.com.
Gil Gross of KGO. So a couple in Vacaville leaves a gun out, and an 8-year-old boy shoots his 2-year-old sister. She dies. Now charges have been filed. What's next? KGO, San Francisco.